Welcome to Inspire and Move, the show that inspires you to create, connect, and grow. I'm going to bring you meaningful conversations, aha moments, and all the motivation you need to up-level every part of your life. I'm Allie Arruda, founder of Inspire and Move, and your personal hype girl. I've gone from fashion school to celebrity stylist to corporate marketing to brick-and-mortar entrepreneurship with my husband, each time learning incredible lessons how to pivot, reimagine, and implement the steps to become successful. I am passionate about inspiring others to live their best life, a life of joy. We have the power to design a life that we love because life is too short not to. The best part is that you weren't meant to do this alone. If you feel like you were meant for more, let me ride shotgun with you, and together, let's get you to where you want to go. Hello, my friends. Welcome to today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. It is a nice little quickie, and fun fact, I like to bring you guys along for the ride with all the transparency and the honesty. I most definitely recorded this episode last week. I was pretty pumped about it too. I wore a super cute outfit, did my makeup, I had a nice lip on, and there was no audio. My team let me know that it looked great, but there was no audio. So as a newbie podcaster, that's super frustrating, but hey, just means we get to refine the message and have one more kick at the can, one more, you know, practice episode under my belt. And here we are. So it's not the first time you've heard about this little situation happening, but I do always like to be honest and transparent with you guys. Maybe give you a laugh depending on where you're at in your day. Maybe things aren't going your way. And so you just heard this and this was a nice little reframe and a refresher that it happens to all of us. So anyways, that is not the point of today's episode. It's just a nice little nugget for you, letting you know that shit happens. We're all human. We can be frustrated, but you know, you also work with this wonderful gift called technology that has so many other little gifts available along the way when you least expect it. Anyways, moving on to today's topic, we're talking about kindness. And this is something, it kind of is a nice part two or a continuation from an earlier episode about the boomerang of positivity, the boomerang effect of positivity. And when I completed this episode, when I was, you know, basically practiced doing it last week, I came up kind of in the limbo of the chat with me, myself, and I about the boomerang effect of kindness. It kind of hit me with a little bit of a download mid-episode as I really wanted to talk about the simple acts of kindness, random acts of kindness and generosity and, you know, a few different examples of that. And then as I was kind of chatting through all of that, the idea about the boomerang effect of kindness also resonates so deeply. And this is most definitely inspired by a true story. It's not a long story, but it's something that recently happened. As many of you know, Matt and I were just recently in Arizona for a wonderful week and a half. And we were coming home. We had a really smooth travel day, which if you are close to us, you knew we went through a really rocky, turbulent part of travel over the last year where it just like flights were delayed an excessive amount, which resulted in, you know, more costs for unexpected hotels. And it became comical, but also highly frustrating and its own little element of stress when travel. So knock on wood, I think we sort of left that in 2023, which is such a win for Matt and Allie Arruda. But I digress. So we come home, it's a Tuesday, and sort of saying like, hey, this is great, like really smooth travel day. How nice. Let's get an Uber. We need to get home ASAP. We really, really miss our dogs. So we're waiting in line for the Uber at Toronto Pearson Airport, which the Uber situation down there is seeming to be like quite chaotic, at least on this particular evening. Matt's on the phone with our driver who happens to be at a completely different terminal. So this is just happens to be the most chaotic, stressful part of our journey home, which again, it's just not stressful. It's just, it's, you know, maybe 7 extra minutes, but we're anxious to see our dogs. We're eager to get home. But in this, let's call it 7 extra minutes, I was able to perform a random act of kindness. And it is something that after, even now, as I'm sharing this with you guys, it really sat with me and really much inspired this episode. Really much. That didn't make sense in English at all, but you hopefully can get my drift and also sense my excitement to talk about this. Where I saw this lovely young woman with her stroller, baby, and a full-size suitcase, And in this moment, there is about three different lanes of Uber pickups happening, and they are not coordinated. You've got people on angles and hazard flashing, honks are happening, and it's not a calm environment. And unfortunately, this lovely young woman, her Uber driver happens to be in the middle of the chaos on an angle with like passenger door open, driver door open, and the driver is going over to, you know, flag her down. And she, rightfully so, is sort of gesturing to the belongings that she has, which there's a lot happening for a single mother, you know, traveling solo, that sort of asked or motioned for him to assist with the suitcase, which in my opinion should be a no-brainer. So he goes over, helps her with the suitcase, and she's trying, you know, just kind of getting the stroller off of the curb. So with the baby, it's cold. And now I'm watching what's going down in terms of this driver trying to collapse the stroller, who knows what his family life looks like, but naturally it's not going very effortlessly to collapse the stroller. And I can almost feel this woman's stress, because she probably is recognizing that her particular driver in the vehicle is holding up all of this traffic behind them. And Matt's on the phone with our driver. And I said to him, like, you know, I'm just going to go offer and help, because I'm feeling stressed watching her, trying to appreciate what's going through her mind. So I walked over and I had asked her, you know, excuse me, ma'am, like, may I hold your baby for you and just allow you to help you and support you? And you guys, the look in her face and her eyes was just this instant gratitude and appreciation and a resounding yes. And so I just held her baby, honestly, for maybe 30 seconds, that just allowed for the time and the space for her to collapse the stroller, put it securely in the trunk, take the car seat and set it up how it needs to be set up in the back seat so she and her child can safely get home on their journey. And when all of that is completed, I gave her back her baby, because I obviously was not going anywhere. I'm standing right beside her, just so everyone knows, and gave her back her baby. And she gave me this big hug, just full of warmth and gratitude. And I also feel like she maybe had tears in her eyes. And that right there was just this wonderful reminder that we as humans, it does not take a lot to show kindness. And so I walked back over to the curb and she went on her way. And I said to Matt, gosh, like, that felt really good. That felt really good to be able to provide that help and support for her. And just this excellent reminder that kindness doesn't take a lot of effort sometimes. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't even take a lot of time. I was able to identify this, let's call it for purpose of this conversation, a stressful moment for this lovely young woman. And me being able to go and offer her help and support took no effort. Like, I have something I'm waiting for anyways. My husband can watch my belongings and I can go and help and support her for 30 to 60 seconds. And I can make her experience better and less stressful. And I can fill my joy cup just a little bit more. You know, it just was this lasting effect. And I remember coming home that night and writing this on a post-it note to remind myself to talk about this on a podcast episode. Because sometimes I think, you know, podcasts, at least as a consumer, it's so neat to see where people get their inspiration, whether it be a wonderful speaker, a wonderful guest. There could be moments from live events that you have takeaways from or books you're reading. But this was a real life example. And I've heard that on some episodes as well. And I've always loved that because it humanizes this conversation that, yes, sure, I'm sitting here in my office by myself, but I'm really thinking about having this conversation with you guys. And this reminder about kindness, I think we can all benefit from. And the world has been a complex place, let's just call it that, over the course of the last few years, where the kindness that people show one another has probably been a bit different. And perhaps you are listening to this and you are able to identify an experience that you've had, experiences. Maybe it's people in your network, your circle of friends, maybe your family. Between like you and me, us as friends, we've had that. We had that even like going through traumatic moments. And it's really unfortunate that some people really showed different colors over the course of the last few years. And, you know, this is not a topic that I want to dive into here, but I think just the reminder that kindness kind of got a little bit lost over the last little while. And if we can just remind ourselves to, you know, we can only be responsible for ourselves and maybe the people in our home, but the reminder of kindness being such a wonderful way to show love and respect to others. And this example that I shared with you, this airport situation, was free. It was just my time. You know, there are wonderful reminders and inspiration that we can practice kindness with, sort of the, you know, surprise and delight of buying coffee for the person behind you or in the Starbucks drive-thru so they really don't know who you are. But those moments, maybe you just have a $5 investment, which has got to feel good as well. And that surprise and delight experience can surprise and delight you as well. You as the one gifting that surprise and delight experience in that moment. I had another story that I wanted to just share as the receiver end, that a couple summers ago, Matt and I went out for a beautiful date night at a restaurant that we enjoy not too far from our house. And we were just having a beautiful Saturday night out, having good conversation. And we happened to run into one of his cousins and his wife down there. And this is a city that's kind of in the middle of where like each of us live. And so it was nice to see them. They were kind of wrapping up their evening, I think maybe waiting for dessert or something, but saw us, came over and said hello. We had just received our cocktails, getting started for our evening. Nice to see them, little chit chat, hugs. Okay, have a great night, have a great night. They leave. Matt and I go on to enjoy our evening, you know, bottle of wine, maybe an appetizer or two, our entrees, and then kind of wrapping up the evening, asking our server for the bill. And the server comes over to let us know that everything has been taken care of. You guys, you can imagine the size of my eyeballs. I was like, what do you mean everything's been taken care of? This has never happened. And then sure enough, figure it out that it was his cousin and his wife that had their date night of their own, paid for their own dinner, and went out of their way to say, we would like to pay for those two. And as there was on the receiving end, what a treat. That was so nice, completely unexpected, not necessary, but something that here I am telling you guys, and that was probably about like 2-3 summers ago. And I think it's just another little reminder that sometimes those things, albeit that has more of an investment if you're picking at someone's dinner tab. Matt and I have practiced that where, you know, we live in an area where, well, as you know, we own a gym, and then we'll often see people out that, you know, we go out for happy hours, we go out for dinners, and we might see some people from the gym. And every once in a while, we sort of have fun with that. Like, oh, it'd be really fun to send over some drinks, or maybe we'll send over an appetizer. And you certainly don't want it to be an expectation, because then you don't want to have an expectation hangover on the other side. But depending on the evening, how we're feeling, sometimes we like doing that. And it's really fun, whether you are there and you know you're not doing it for attention, but you can sort of maybe see their face with that surprise and delight reaction. Or maybe you left and it's something that they can enjoy receiving when you aren't even in the building anymore. But I just want to kind of circle back to the real takeaway here about kindness and showing kindness for others, whether you know them or they're complete strangers. Honestly, you guys, even things like holding the door open for someone is such an act of kindness. Here's another example. I once did that for somebody, didn't know them, that was at our regular coffee shop that we love going to. It's around the corner from Benchmark. And I love holding the door for people. It's how I was raised. That's just, it's a natural instinct. So I held the door for this gentleman one day. And a couple weeks later, I get an email to my Benchmark email letting me know that he would love to schedule a time to come in for a tour, for a membership, is interested in personal training. And I'm the guy you held the door for at Tampa a few weeks ago. Tampa's at our coffee shop. I was like, really? That's the impact. And I guess I was wearing a Benchmark hoodie or t-shirt that he connected the dots, that I was the one that held the door for him. And that simple random act of kindness, it's not even a random act of kindness. It's just how I was raised and was kind to hold the door for somebody that's coming in either before or after me. Sometimes I'll hold the door for 10 people to go through. If I'm not in a rush, please, by all means, go ahead. But it's amazing to be able to reflect on the impact of your actions, the impact of your kindness. And I know Matt and I recently had an episode come out about actions and the impact and lasting effects of that. And if we can apply that to acts of kindness, I challenge you to do that. Where in your life, where in your neighborhood, where in your relationships can you provide just a little bit more kindness? And try that regularly. And really enjoy and feel the positive effects of that, because you're going to feel so great. And the way I felt after that airport moment, I held on to that. And I still feel really good about that. And I was so excited to talk about that on this episode. And I so passionately would encourage you all to think about that. Where can you sprinkle just a little bit more kindness, and also then feel the effect, that boomerang effect of kindness? So much love to all of you. Thank you so much for being here, for listening. And hey, if you are one of those amazing people that have already left a 5-star rating and a review for the Inspire and Move podcast, thank you so much for your kindness. I really appreciate that. And until next time, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you took 30 seconds and shared this on social media, send it to a friend, or leave a 5-star review. There is power in community, and I am so grateful to have you part of mine.